Episode 1262, Living Behind the Curtain.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday, and it's time to stop living behind the curtain. Is that where you're hiding out? Well, not anymore. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, go and head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, being on stage requires a lot of discipline and confidence. But if you're living behind the curtain, how can you shine? Success is not about hitting the mark every time. It's about showing up, willing and ready to do the work. But how much is your success dependent on the applause, acknowledgement, and recognition from others? Unfortunately, a lot. Yes, people have more influence on how we live our lives, whether we want to admit it or not. Just think, there would be no reason to have marketing campaigns if you had the greatest influence over yourself. However, that's not the case. Roadblocks, temptations, distractions, and all-around nonsense buy for your attention. The reward is increased sales. Now, this makes sense from a marketing perspective, but how in the world does it relate to your life, your purpose, and your success? Good question. Surely you have the answer. You are the greatest influencer of you. But we know that not to be true. Instead, we sit on the sidelines waiting for confirmation that this is what we are supposed to be doing in a job, in a relationship, in a career move, in a home purchase, just in life. You see, it's easier living behind the curtain because there's less risk. Yet, you're wanting more than a backstage pass. You want to be on stage. Tough to do, but definitely not impossible. Today's episode is brought to you by Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McRae, a podcast created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. One of the most important things we can do for family and friends who are going through a health crisis is simply to be there to give them the gift of presence. This weekly podcast, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McRae, is there to encourage and lift you up. It discusses the latest cancer care information and also offers biblical hope and spirit-filled inspiration. I want to invite you to listen each week to Health, Hope, and Inspiration by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Growing up, I was quite the performer. From music, both singing and instrumental, to plays and musicals and even directing. Yes, I was the cousin who every time the whole family got together, I orchestrated a production of some kind. At Christmas, it was presents and Jesus. Usually it had to do with the holiday in some way. And then I grew up, only by years though, as I'm still a child at heart. Bigger stages of opportunities open up, right? When you get older. It wasn't just the loving eyes and applause of family anymore. It was strangers and teachers, professors and bosses, a husband and in-laws that were all watching now. This was a much bigger stage with greater impact. How in the world could I do what I thought I should be doing with all of them watching? I must say, some of those people were incredible. One of my bosses, named Sylvia, was an out-of-the-box extraordinaire when it came to her job and leading a team of people, including myself. You see, she was the vice president of nursing services for the hospital. Quite a huge undertaking, a responsibility to take care of the entire hospital. So if you were a patient, she basically covered anybody who had direct care with you, unless if it was the actual physician. Well, for me, she was my primary boss, but I did have about another 10 or 12 people who I worked directly for. Living behind the curtain was never an option for Sylvia. She would push and pull you in all different directions without you even knowing what she was doing. She was truly a blessing to me. But then I had another boss that would pull me into his office and tear me down, told me everything I was doing wrong. Eventually, I left that job and pursued other ventures. Maybe you are living behind the curtain, some by choice of yourself and other by force of circumstance. In life, it seems we have these dynamic differences that shackle us to our fears. When I was with Sylvia, I was confident and disciplined. I knew exactly what I was supposed to be doing. But the other job only left me confused about myself. I began questioning who I was, what I was doing, and I let fear become my stronghold. Living behind the curtain isn't a place for you to shine. God did not create you to sit back and watch everyone else in the spotlight. He gave you your spotlight to shine and impact the world you touch. So today is a brand new day. This is the day that the Lord has made, right? Every single day is an opportunity, a day to open your heart to what God is telling you. No more living behind the curtain. Get ready to create your now. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Create your now. Now, it's the N-O-W now. And yeah, it does stand for something. You know, when you create your now, you have a dream. You have a goal. You have a vision of your future and a mission in your heart. Living behind the curtain will not help you reach what God has planted within you. It's time to get serious and create your now. Now, before we jump into all this, maybe you're going, well, I would love to do that, but I've tried it and it hasn't worked for me. I want to tell you right now, you need to click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I can help you through this process where you are. It's free, F-R-E-E. Everybody likes free. It's my gift to you. So I really want you to take advantage of this. God has placed it on my heart to gift this to you. So be bold today. It's a brand new day. And click on that link, take aim in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear from you. So are you ready to get serious? All right, let's create your now. Number one, name it. Name it. Whatever it is that you're looking for, whether it's in your job, whether you're creating a new business, whether it's about your health and wellness, whether it's about your marriage, identify the change, what you want in your life. You can't want something if you don't know what it is. So name it. Maybe you're working on a business idea and you're kind of tossing around ideas of what to call it, etc. You know what? Just give it a name. Maybe call it Bob. Bob makes it what? More real. And it seems like you have something tangible to grab hold of. Identify the change. If you want to get healthier, then what is that that you want to do? Not just, I want to be healthy. That's pretty vague, right? So name it. What do you want that's different than what you are currently doing? That's the key there. So name it. Number two, own it. Identify the barriers and the perceived ones. So what gets in your way? Okay, what is or could be holding you back? What are the obstacles in your way? And this one I really want you to think about. What current season of life are you in that could bring about challenges? You know, if you're a young mom with young children, it may be hard to start up a storefront, a brick and mortar store. Am I saying it's impossible? No. But I am saying that they are at a point in life right now that they can't do things on their own. They have to eat because you're feeding them, right? So we have to look at our season of life and where we are. You have to own it. And sometimes when we own it, we find out, oh, wait, maybe I can't do all of my dream, but I can begin a portion of it. And it becomes more what? Satisfying to us. We feel like we're making progress, which means what? Success. It's not about perfection. It's all about progress. And progress brings about success. So own it. Number three, wow it. It's time for you to brainstorm the creative solutions. What is it? Create. Create your now. Think outside the box. Try something new. And then take aim. Action ignites motivation. It's just one step. It's a little step. But when you're taking a little step, what? You feel like you're making progress, which therefore leads to, you're right, success. And it makes your heart what? Skip a beat every once in a while. You have more energy because you are living out what you were called to do. You have a dream. You have a goal. You have a vision of your future and a mission in your heart. Create your now. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Your life is not a performance. It's a journey to an eternal celebration inscribed by the hands of God. You are too valuable to settle for what others are doing. Stop watching their journey and focus on yours. It's a performance of a lifetime. Get ready because God's timing is always perfect. The curtains are opening. Time for the lead to take her place. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.